Welcome back here to the pregame show on 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM. As the Kemper Knights get set to host the Shenandoah Mustangs, I'm joined by Tyler Tryon here in the pregame show. And this has been a Kemper squad that has played some solid basketball of late. Trip up to Storm Lake on Monday night and talking with Coach Minahan and some of the kids. Boy, they had fun in that one, and it was a great environment to play, they said, up there.
Yeah, it was unbelievable up there. It was a packed house. People were getting there at 6 o'clock, having a hard time finding a seat. But I tell you what, those kids are, you know, since they found out Brock was out, they've really figured it out. They've come together as a group, and they've really been playing well together, sharing the ball, making that extra pass, and it's really a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, this is one team I've been up and watched a few of them, but they do not mind just rotating the ball around, finding the open guy, and they don't mind getting up and down the floor and putting some points on the board, and that always makes it fun to watch them.
Yeah, they'll get out and go. I was talking to a guy that predicted the game against Storm Lake would be about 85-80, and I thought that was a lot of points to put up, but that Jaden Kuhn came out and put on a show, and tell you what, they got more than him. Their point guard's a stud. They have some athletes. They'll be a problem in 3A. But our boys, they rose to the challenge, and they played well up there.
Tonight they've got a little different challenge in Shenandoah, and it's making sure you're up for it. Senior night, there's a lot of fans here. We've got a special dance coming up at halftime that brings in a few more fans. And it's just a matter of coming out, not worrying about the opponent, and taking care of business here this evening.
Yeah, you're right. So senior night, it's a big deal. You know, luckily for us, we've got, you know, three of our starters are seniors. And then you got Tanner and Jordan coming in. Griff's going to start too, I hear. And unfortunately, Landon Potterbaum is sick. There's a bunch of sickness going around the school and the team. So hopefully we can get them all healthy. But, yeah, they got to come out, kind of establish the what they want to do early, get up and down and share the basketball again. These boys have been playing since they were in second grade. So they'll be all right tonight.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that Coach Minahan always tries to do if he can, is get those starters that, or those seniors that final start. And tonight it'll be Jack Bating, Ryan Clare, Jordan Tryon, Griffin Bauer, and Tanner Bating starting, like you said. Potterbaum out sick. Brock Bating, of course, has a cart, and he hasn't been out shooting with that yet. I didn't see him take any warm-ups anyways.
No, but there was some rumors that he was going to try to start, but I don't think the association would let him roll that cart out there. He could probably still shoot it on that thing, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, but it should be a fun one. Kemper 16-3, 7-0 in conference play, taking on the Shenandoah Mustangs 12-7 on the season, 5-4 in conference play. We'll have more after a quick timeout. We're back in 2 minutes. On 1380 KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors. Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated Napa store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. Napa Highway 30 West in Carroll. Napa, we are so much more than a parts store.
It's a pleasure to have you with us here in the Gatorade broadcast booth high above the Kemper Gymnasium tonight. I'm Tom Hawkapp, joined by Tyler Tryon. As the Kemper girls got a big victory this morning, or this afternoon, took down Shenandoah 44-36 here. And now the Kemper Knights will look to do the same thing on senior night. Just a quick look at how things will play out for the Knights. They'll start the 6'2 senior, Jack Bating. The 6'5 senior, Ryan Clare. Ryan had a big game up in Storm Lake the other night. Kind of went toe-to-toe with some of the bigs up there in Storm Lake and really showed that he's earned his spot on the floor and in all the talk that he's been getting as of late. Then you've got Jordan Tryon, the 5'11 senior, Griffin Bauer, the 6-foot senior, and Tanner Bating, the 6'2 senior, getting the start. And depending on how things start off, probably depend how fast Coach Minahan gets back to his bench to try to get some of those juniors. But this has been a team, whether it was the football season or basketball season, they've been rattled with injuries, the next man up mentality. And for this class, these seniors and juniors, it's not been a problem. The next guy's been ready to go.
They have been ready to go. And I think it was about four games ago, some of the boys, and I think it was after the Ridgeview game, their mentality changed that they think they can win the whole thing this year. You know, that was the goal coming into the year, and then with Brock going down, which is awful. You know, the kids, it took a bit to try to figure it out, but now they got the mentality. It's a state championship or bust now.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They'll have to come out, get focused tonight. Maybe not as much hype going in against the Shenandoah team, but it's still a quality opponent coming in with that 12-7 record. Shenandoah is going to start a 5'11 sophomore in Carter Sells, a 6'2 junior in Joe O'Rourke, a 6'8 senior in Brody Burdoff. Then you've got a 5'10 sophomore, Gabe Buttry, and the 6-foot senior, Logan Twyman. They are led by Sells. That sophomore averages 14 points per game, with Buttry averaging 11. They like to share the ball a lot. They don't put up a ton of points as they come in averaging about 54 points per game. This is a Kemper team. They like to put up some points. If you give them a chance to get out there and run, they're averaging right around 77 points a game on the season. So it'll see whose tempo actually gets to control this game.
Well, for Kemper, it starts on defense. You know, they like to get out and guard, and they'll switch a lot of stuff, put a lot of pressure on the ball, and see if they can't get turnovers to get that transition game going.
And that's what we saw in the girls' contest also. The 1-2-1-1 turned turnovers into points, and the girls able to get the victory there. And now the boys will look to do the same thing. The Kemper Knights are in their white uniforms. They've got the gold numbers and letters, Kemper in gold in cursive across the chest. Shenandoah's got maroon uniforms with white trim, the numbers in white, and the block letters across their chest that says Mustangs. Good crowd here tonight. The Kemper side is packed pretty full. Looks like standing room only there. Up here in the loft behind us, some people probably going to wonder if we won't get out of their way as it keeps filling in up here, which is great to see here this evening. A lot of support for this squad as they will actually take on St. Albert at the Casey Center next time out on February 10th. So that'll be a good contest for the Knights too, and a chance to kind of play in a big arena type setting.
Yeah, and it'll also be for the conference championship too, essentially.
So an exciting thing to do at a big center there tonight. We're going to step away quick, back in 2 minutes on KCIM.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi, we recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure, we offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace the drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com. At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Kemper Gymnasium as we get set for game two of the doubleheader as they introduce the starting lineups. Some of the nice guys getting their chance at the intro, having a little fun with it. For the Knights, it'll be Jack Bating in number 3, Ryan Clare in number 24, Jordan Tryon wearing 0, Griffin Bauer in the 4, and Tanner Bating in the 10. The Mustangs will start Carter Sells, Joe O'Rourke, Brody Burdoff, Gay Buttry, and Logan Twyman. Tom Hawkamp along with Tyler Tryon here for game 2. So I was begging people to help. Finally found someone silly enough to come put the headset on and join me for a little bit. I think we did some games a few years back, too.
Yeah, I was told my oldest daughter that I was going to do this, and she said, "You ever done it before?" Yeah, I used to do it with Jeff, Fred Van Heck. I did it.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that old, so.
Yeah, we did the football games back in the day. That was a long time ago.
We're set to tip this off. The Kemper Knights, Clare, going to jump against Burdoff. And that ball's tipped around, going to be grabbed by Bating. He'll start things off out on the left wing, feeds to Clare. Clare drop step, gives to Bating, kicks out right side. They'll work it around. Three-pointer, top of the key, just a bit short, and won't go for Bauer. Had a nice look, though. Shenandoah will control the rebound, coming back the other way. Here to drive down the baseline, kicks out right side to O'Rourke. O'Rourke has that one tipped away by Clare. Clare hustled after it, but wasn't going to go diving through the bench.
Tell you what, Griff missed that three. He didn't get many minutes, but when he's out there per minute, he'll knock him down.
Bating almost took away the inbounds pass. Now he tried to take away the dribble. Little contact, but Shenandoah still controls. Deep down to the corner, O'Rourke. He's going to work one-on-one against Bating down there. Gets down deep. Back out top to kick it to Burdoff. He's going to drive, and that's going to rim in and out. Clare's going to come out with the rebound. He wanted to sprint down the court. Kicks it over to Tryon on the right wing to Bating. Top of the key. Bating sets his feet, drives, left-handed layups well off the mark. And now here's a great job. A steal down low by Bauer. Three-pointer. Clare is good.
He's really been shooting the ball well lately.
That's part of the game. He probably doesn't get as much credit for as people think. Here he steps out defensively. That three-pointer's off the mark. Bauer is going to find himself a rebound.
Griff making his mark early tonight.
He'll hand it off to Bating. Over to Clare, right wing. Clare thought about the three. Now he wants to drive. Going to step in, go up strong, and that's going to be off the mark. There's Bauer with another rebound. Kick out, three-pointer show. Tryon was off the mark.
Griff with another rebound.
He's got three of them here early on. Doesn't mind fighting down low. Here's Claire. They lob it into him. He catches and puts it off the window for an easy two. Shenandoah didn't even know the ball was coming in yet. 5-0 Kemper, 6:14 to play in the first quarter. Here's a drive right side by Sells, and he's going to put that one up off the window. Made it look easy getting down the lane. Bating's going to set up the offense now, uses the Claire screen, gets in the lane, sets his feet, lets the defense fly by. He was a little too strong, but the rebound comes down, so he gets it himself. Three-pointer Claire's off the mark, and that one's going to be cleared, and now they're going to get a whistle on Bauer. He's Jack, hustling in, trying to tie him up.
Jack had a nice take there, but that big 6'8 kid down there kind of caused some problems early.
A little different when you get down there and have to figure out where the trees are going. 5-2, Kemper leads, 5:44 to play in the first period. Shenandoah with the basketball. Dribbling at the top of the key is Sells, drives over to the left side, and they almost throw this one away, trying to get it to Burdard. Here's a feed inside, and the turnaround jumper is up and good for Buttry. And it's a one-point Kemper lead here early on. Claire catches on the right wing, drives, sets his feet. Nice reverse layup for Claire. He's got all 7 points early on for the Knights. Here's a feed down to Buttry, tipped away by Tryon. He saw it coming, jumped in, and it ends up out in the hands of Bauer. Bauer drives lane, tries to hand it off. Now kick out, Claire, three-pointer, left side, in and out, won't go. Battle for the rebound, controlled by the Mustangs. O'Rourke out on the right wing. Now left side, three-pointer, Sells. This is short, and Sells follows it up with his own rebound. Throws this one across, and that one's short. Claire almost had the rebound, and now a putback by O'Rourke. Too many offensive second chances there for the Shenandoah squad. Bauer spins around the corner, got the runner to go. They'll say foul was before the shot. And now it looks like we're going to see some subs. As Schoen, Glenn, and also Perkins check into the lineup. They'll take the spots of Tryon, Bauer, and Bating. 7-6 lead. Here's Claire, top of the key. Hands off to Bating. Jack looks to drive, kicks out left side. Schoen now goes baseline back to Claire. Now top of the key. Three-pointer is off the mark from Glenn. Rebound is grabbed and pulled out by O'Rourke. He wants to push the pace. Knights hold on to a narrow one-point lead. Man-to-man defense. Deep down in the corner. Kind of daring Brudorf to take that shot. Claire snuck in and took it away.
Great defense by Ryan.
He'll bring it down the right side over to Glenn. Glenn sets his feet for a three again and gets this one.
So I was going to say early, it's hard to come off the bench when you're used to starting and get heated up, but it's not taking Griff very long.
Buttry catches on the baseline, now backs it off deep to the corner. Now he wants to drive on Schoen. Kicks this one back out to Burdorf. Back into Buttry. That one was blocked by Schoen.
That's a tough matchup. Dylan's so long.
And here they tried to get down the floor. The lead pass to Perkins was just a little too far ahead. .313 to play in the first period. 10-6, Knights on top. Sells dribbles around the top of the key, gets the switch, wants to lob it down low. This is the first time. What a job by Jack Bating. It's the first time we've seen Burdorf actually work in the post. Jack Bating blocks it from the backside.
He's so sneaky coming in and getting his hands on balls. He did that against Jaden Kuhn a couple of times.
6'8 versus 6'2, and he got the block on it. Here's a feed inside. The triple team stopped the drive. Now a drive on the right wing by O'Rourke. Gets inside, has to leave this one top of the key. Free throw line jumpers, no good. Claire clears the rebound. Ryan will bring it down the right side. Off to Perkins. Goes center. Now right side, Schoen. Schoen to Glenn. Glenn looks to drive. Sees the seam. Nice jump stop. Lots of contact off the window, and it trickles off the front.
He's so tough when he starts going downhill because he can get to the bucket, but he can also rise up and shoot a jump where he gets about 6 feet off the ground when he jumps.
That'd be an exaggeration.
That's two things when you've got motor guys like Sean and Glenn out there. They just seem to always find a way to make things happen offensively, defensively. Glenn gets that one to go. He spun it around the rim about three times before it went down. Smiles back at Jack Baiting. 11-6, Knights, pending the free throw here from Glenn, and he gets that one. Off the bench with five tonight. 2:23 to play in the first period. Knights up by six. Shenandoah works the perimeter into the hands of Burdorf. Burdorf kicks it out left side. They work it around quickly to Sells deep in the right corner. Drives to the elbow. Back in the hands of O'Rourke. Shenandoah team moves the ball rather quickly. Just can't find any holes right now in this Kuemper Knight defense. 3 seconds on the shot clock. 2-1. And that's going to be a turnover on the shot clock. And 35 seconds is a long time to keep a team from shooting the ball and keeping your defensive pressure.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. Kemper's defensive pressure is so tough, and it's hard to get a good look a lot of the times.
The Knights throw it in. Baiting check back into the ballgame. Here's Schoen. Kicks it out to Tanner. Tanner now down to Claire. Claire makes some room. Goes up strong. Couldn't get the shot to go. But he's going to draw the foul on Burdorf.
Ryan Clare's footwork is something you don't see a whole lot in high school basketball anymore. He's very fundamental with it and knows how to use his body well.
Two dribbles around his waist for the free throw attempt, and it rims off. He'll snap back to the line for the second attempt. Knights lead by six. Free throw is up and good. Sells will walk the ball down that right side. Kicks this out to the right corner. Wolf, who just checked in the ballgame, inside to Burdorf, trying to find some room against Claire. They're going to say Claire got a little body on the attack there, and that'll send Burdorf to the line. Claire gets his first foul. Burdorf, a 57% free throw shooter. Hits the first one. Misses the second one, but Buttry's the only man there for the rebound. Here's a three-pointer left side, and that is going to be nailed by Sells. A second chance opportunity. And the lead's down to 3-4 the Knights. Glenn out on that right wing, looks inside. Claire cut through. Now Glenn drives. High off the window, no good. Battle for the rebound, comes out with Buttry. Less than a minute to play here in the first quarter. They'll give it to O'Rourke. O'Rourke drives right side. Now working back around on that right wing is Wolf. Feeds into Buttry, back to O'Rourke. Trying to drive. Perkins was waiting for it. They dare Burdorf to take the free throw line jumper. Burdorf goes up and under. Claire was there with the pressure and gets the rebound. Outlet to Perkins, who gets the lay-in at the other end.
Limit them to one-shot opportunities, and then gives us a chance to get out and run. Get some easy buckets.
Ryan Claire tipped that one out of bounds. Came in looking at us. Brock Baiting sitting there at the end of the bench, hoping he wasn't going to get wiped out. 15-10, Knights lead. 22 seconds left here in the first quarter. Buttry wants to lob this inside, but now he looks to work. That's going to be tipped away. Burdorf, 10 seconds to play. Off to Sells. Sells checks the clock, draws the defense of Glenn. Now he wants to drive. The floater is up. No good. Rebounds clipped out to Glenn, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 15-10, Kuemper on top of Shenandoah. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to 1380 KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Friday night hoops on 1380 KCIM. Tom Hockamp, Tyler Tryon here on the call as we've got the Kuemper Knights hosting Shenandoah, and the Knights trying to get things rolling. They lead by five here to start the second quarter. Here's a back cut by Sells. He's cut off rather quickly as the defense collapsed. He has to jump out, throws it to O'Rourke. O'Rourke dribbles around, top of the key. Now out to Sells. Three-pointer Sells is good. That's his second one. He's got eight for Shenandoah, and it's a two-point game, and they're going to call a double dribble on Jack Bating on the inbounds, and Jack's mad at himself.
Yeah, you don't need those unforced turnovers like that. Just kind of a brain meltdown.
Jack almost gets the steal, still fighting for it. And now it's going to be a little bit of a wild shot. Buttry flew through. Somehow Shenandoah comes out with the rebound. I don't know if that thing's greased or what, but O'Rourke gets a wide open three, and Shenandoah has the lead. 16-15, Shenandoah leads here, 7:14 to play in the first half. Lynn catches deep on the right side, waves the defense in, shoots the three, doesn't fall, rebounds loose, grabbed by Shenandoah. No second chance opportunity for the Knights here. Claire is on the bench for this stretch. Buttry catches it down low, fights through, and they're going to call a body check on the Knights, letting them play rather physical down low here early on.
I tell you what, for the last about five games, Teddy has had the most unlucky fouls called against him. He's been in foul trouble a couple of times.
It's his first. O'Rourke has it, working against Glenn, top of the key. He'll work the ball around the perimeter. Sells, hands off to Buttry, wants to drive in. Gets stopped at the free throw line. Throws this one right into the hands of Schoen. Down the other way, Schoen goes and lays it in. Dylan Schoen gets the steal and the layup at the other end, and the Knights back on top by one.
His arms are so long, you think he got a wide open pass, and he just raises up and snatches those things.
O'Rourke deep in the left corner for Shenandoah. Mustangs lob it out to Sells. Sells spins around, and Schoen snuck in. They're going to whistle him for the reach-in. Looked like he was well in front of the guy.
Yeah, when you reach across your body like he did, they're going to call that thing 9 out of 10 times.
The Knights lead by one. Here's O'Rourke catching top of the key. Over to Sells on the left wing, working against Bating. Wants to drive against Jack. That was a late whistle. He jumped up in the air, came back down with the ball, and then everybody's like they couldn't believe he actually still had the ball in his hands, yeah. And they blow it for the travel.
I couldn't tell if Jack had a hand on that. Maybe they were going to call a jump, but it must not have.
So now here come the Knights with that one-point lead looking to extend. Here's Claire back into the ball game as he checked in at the dead ball. Nice little duck back in and under for two.
Yeah, they're big guys out. They're going to have a problem down there with Ryan.
Burdorf is set to check in at the next dead ball. Here's Buttry out on the right wing. He's going to take a three. That's going to be off the iron. No good. Rebound by Schoen. Quickly the other way. They go to Claire. Spin move. Gets to the elbow.
Oh,
finds a cutting baiting and couldn't quite hold on to it. The battle for it comes out. They want to push it down to Buttrey. Buttrey catches. Lays it in at the other end. He snuck out on the defense and was the lone man down there. Now here's Claire. Kick left corner. Three-pointer baiting. In and out and down.
Nice in and out. Threw it in to Ryan. Made the unselfish play. Kicked it out for a three.
Knights lead 22-18. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Sells uses the O'Rourke screen. It's a man-to-man look from the Knights. Out on the right wing now is Wolf. Wants to drive, gets in the lane. He's met by Baiting. And that is Tanner, and he wasn't going to let him get in. I think if Tanner just goes straight up and kind of holds his spot, but he slopped both hands down rather hard, and that's where the foul came.
Yeah, he wasn't going to give up a layup, though.
Make him earn it from the free throw line. Wolf, a 60% free throw shooter, hits the first one. Buttrey comes out, Burdorf back in. Second free throw is also good for Wolf. Quickly back the other way, Schoen to Claire. Claire works herself in, kicks out. Baiting gets the shot, won't go. Battle for the rebound. Claire still hustling for it, able to throw it back in. But now here comes Shenandoah with some numbers. Knights do a good job getting back in front of it. Burdorf out on the three-point line, looking to dribble in, kicks out. He wants it back inside. Here's a three-pointer. Sells. That's well off the mark. Into the hands of Schoen. Or excuse me, that's Glenn over there on the right side. Glenn drives, lays it in at the other side. Little stop and go for Griffin Glenn. Gets him the rebound and layup at the other end. 24-20, Knights on top, halfway through the second period. Burdorf, cross-court pass to Sells, sets his feet, drives, gets in the lane. Glenn, or excuse me, that is Tanner Baiting again. So he's going to get his second. He's going to challenge everything trying to get into the lane down there tonight.
Yeah, he will. They said he was 6'2". He's at least 2 inches taller than me. He's got to be 6'4". But he was guarding that Jaden Kuhn the other night, and he started against Dowling, against their big guys, and, you know, he's a capable defender.
Sells hits the first one and gets the second one. Best free throw shooter on the team at 73%. Baiting sets his feet, wants the three, in and out, won't go. Battle for the rebound is going to be tipped around. Great job by Perkins. Out to Schoen. Top of the key, Glenn. Three-pointer, Glenn, in and out. Baiting gets the rebound, gives it to Claire. Claire battles through, lost it, gets it back, puts it in for two.
Boy, Ryan working hard down there tonight.
12 points for Claire tonight. And the lead's back to 4 for the Knights. 3:24 to play in the second quarter. Burdorf out on the right wing. Wants to drive against Claire. Has that one tipped, trying to kick it out into the hands of Wolf. Wolf drives, throws it behind his teammate and out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. Number 4 on the night for the Mustangs.
Great defense that time by Dylan. Really good team defensive possession that time, actually.
Baiting gets down the lane. Kick out to Dylan Schoen. Schoen. Cross to Perkins. Perkins into the lane to Claire. Watches the defense fly by. Left the reverse layup. Got his offensive rebound and put back.
Ryan's really good at going up, getting his own missed shot, and putting it back in.
Shenandoah wants a timeout. It's 28-22. Knights on top. 2:43 to play in the first half. We're back after this 30-second break.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. an 8-piece chicken box for $16, or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30. Carol.
Whoa, that's good.
And we welcome you back here to the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade, refresh and refuel. 2:43 to play in the first half, 28-22. Here's Ryan Clare stealing the inbounds pass. He goes and dunks it on the other end.
I'm not sure, but I think he's dropped a few pounds since the season started, and he's able to get up a little better than at the beginning of the year.
30-22. Perkins challenging down low. Does a great job, then goes and gets the rebound.
Great defense.
Back the other way, Schoen attacks. The shot doesn't go. He'll go ahead to the line for two as he draws the foul. Kleiman gets called for the foul. That's going to be his second. And that free throw just spins over. Good thing he had all the rotation on it that he did. Second free throw is also good. 10-point lead now for the Knights. 2:14 to go in the half. Sells sets up that Mustang offense to the left side into the hands of Graham, who checked in at the last dead ball. Three-pointer from the deep corner, in and out, won't go. Clare able to use that jump. Now he outlets it quickly. Ryan Clare trying to go for the full court pass. He looks over to coach and says, sorry, man. He was trying to hit Jordan Tryon's line down the right side.
Yeah, that was close. Shenandoah running some old school flex there to try to get an open look.
The Knights inbounds under their own hoop. Glenn catches it, floats into the lane for two. Not much he can do when he wants to take the ball to the hoop. He's going to find a way to get there.
Yeah, once he starts going downhill, he's tough.
34-22, 1:42 to play in the first half. Burdorf stands out past the three-point line. He doesn't even look to shoot that.
No.
Clare dares him to do it.
Yeah, Ryan's sagging.
Here, Bading comes out, wants to get right into the face of Sells and tips it out of bounds.
It's funny how Jack put on about 20 pounds of muscle and the attitude comes with it. You know, over the offseason, he got big and he likes to get physical.
Buttry tries to spin it to Burdorf, throws it out of bounds, and a turnover by Shenandoah.
Coach Menahan calling out a set here to try to get Ryan an easy one.
Bating dribbles to the right side, hands it to Glenn. Glenn comes out. Clare catches down low, goes up strong. Count the basket. He pulled it through Sell's arm and got it up for two. Now I'll go see what he can do at the free throw line.
It's probably just how Menahan drew it up, wasn't it?
I'm guessing exactly.
We'll say, yeah. Got him a look and one.
Free throw in and out for Clare. 1 minute to play, and a shuffle of the feet by Sells before he put the ball on the deck is the sixth turnover by the Mustangs. 36-22, Knights on top with 63 seconds to play here in the first half. Jack, cross-court pass to Glenn. Three just misses. Sells will bring it down. Here, Burdorf's going to take that long shot. He hits it. I thought he might have stepped on the line. I couldn't see with the official there, but they'll give him the three. They might have to decide to guard him now out there. Here's a backdoor pass to Perkins, out to Schoen. Schoen, three-pointer from the corner is no good. Tip out into the hands of Burdorf. Sells catches it deep in the corner, guarded by Perkins. Cross-court pass. Twyman. Down low, back out to Twyman. Now down low to Buttrey. Buttrey wants to work against Baiting. Baiting, Jack goes up and blocks another one.
Two blocks for Jack.
Buttrey catches it, clears it up to Burdorf. Claire out there a little bit closer, but not worried about him since he'd stepped even further back. 8 seconds left here in the first half. Left side, looks at the cutters. Now Burdorf works against Claire, steps to the right side. And that is the half, 36-25. Kemper on top of Shenandoah at the break. We're back with your halftime show brought to you by Mackey Motors after this.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75 years.
Looking to boost your brand? Topgolf makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumber yard.
And we welcome you to the halftime show here, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. Here at the half in the boys' game, it's 36-25. Knights on top, but it's time to talk with head coach Justin Yetmar as the Kemper girls able to get a big victory here tonight, 44-36 over Shenandoah. And I thought, coach, that second half, your team really set the defensive standard out there, and that's when things really changed. Addie Antofer kind of demanded that the lane be hers on the offensive side, and then you got back into your full court pressure.
Yeah, Addie played a really good basketball game tonight. In the heat of the moment, if you will, I didn't realize we had her for 19 rebounds. probably five blocks. So good night out of Addy. Yeah, I thought there was a couple of times where we could have kind of broke it open a little bit more, and then we'd allow them back in, and then we'd sneak away, and then they'd get back into it. But at the end of the day, like I told the girls, it's, you know, we've been battling some illness, and we're down a starter tonight, and it was just find a way, and they just keep finding ways, and you got to respect that.
I thought Morgan Mashing's defensive effort was slightly like Velcro, the way she went out there and got on that Scammon gal and wasn't going to allow her to really get too open. She's going to find some points. She's that kind of a player, but I thought she did an outstanding job defensively also.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, is when you have a girl that you can, against really good guards like the Scammon girl, and she's really, really good and really talented, when you have a girl like Morgan that you can just kind of go, you know, man-to-man, and you don't have to junk it up and do crazy things, and play just our normal defense, that definitely helps. And, you know, we had her 8 of 29, I think. So, you know, she's obviously too good of a player to hold her to nothing. But hold her to 8 of 29, you know, she didn't get to the free throw line very much. So a lot of really, really good things. And, you know, we first half, we didn't do a great job of our help side. And then in the second half, we were really making those shots tough with some help.
From your perspective, late in the season here, how is this team playing to where you wanted them to be?
We're close. we're really, really close. Like I say, it's not excuses. It's just the reality of we've been battling this sickness. And, you know, we had essentially a week off from last Friday, and we had big plans to get a lot of practice in and put in some stuff and kind of find our groove. That was derailed a little bit with some illness, and so we just got to get past that. But like I say, we're really, really close. The good news is we keep finding ways to win when we're not at our absolute best. So it's just gutsy, gritty, find ways type of team right now. And you know what? At the end of the day, defense travels as well. Hold a good team like Shen to 36. It's hard to complain.
Well, we talked a lot about the defensive side. We should probably give some props to Charlotte Hackford offensively. She kind of found her rhythm. I think she went 3 for 3 to start the game from behind the arc. Had a little bit of a heat check, but still didn't let off the trigger. Still let it go when they gave her the open look.
Yeah, she's that difference maker for us. I think she's shooting 45% on the year, and it started off that way, right? And there's a couple times where I'm like, Charge, buddy, we gotta pull that trigger. You haven't missed yet. So, but what's awesome is she's playing confident, you know, and with her and Kaylee and Addie and Wally and Kinsey coming off the bench, and you know, Morgan, it's kind of one of those things where each night it's like, where's it gonna come from? And tonight was Char's, and down at LC it was Char's. So it's fun to see, you know, this kid's confidence grow and play confident basketball. It's fun.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck as the playoffs get started here around
appreciate
the corner.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the coverage.
That's
Thank
Justin
you.
Yetmar, head coach for the Kemper girls, as they won tonight 44-36 over the Phillies of Shenandoah. Here's a quick look at the halftime stats on the boys' side of things. Ryan Clare, unofficially 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals. Griffin Glenn had 9 points. Dylan Schoen had 4, Jack Bating 3, Teddy Perkins 2. Then you've got on the Mustang side of things, Carter Sells had 10, Joe O'Rourke had 5, Burdorf had 4, and Buttry had 4 also for the Mustangs. We're going to step away for 1 minute. We'll come back with more of your halftime show here on Mackey Motors. Halftime show on 1380 KCIM.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Friday night basketball action for you here on 1380 KCIF. I'm Tom Hawkapp along with Tyler Tryon. And maybe not the quick start that Coach Minahan would have liked to draw up, but there they finished strong to get into the halftime with an 11-point lead. And you have to expect that they're going to turn it on here through the third quarter and try to finish this one strong.
Yeah, I think we touched on it to start the game. You know, senior night, you got some different guys starting. And then you got Griffin Dillon coming off the bench. Just, you know, just a minor tweak to your routine can kind of set you back, you know. And it's, you know, Shenandoah had to drive 2.5 hours up here. They're not going to come up here and just roll over, you know. So they're out here competing. But I think you'll get back to your normal starters here to start the second half. And Kemper, they're so capable of going on those runs, you know, those quick runs, putting up a bunch of points in a short time. And I kind of look at them coming out to do that to start the second half.
Just looking through that first half, really, Shenandoah led things on the offensive rebounds. They weren't very well at putting it back in, but that's something the Knights are going to need to clean up. Get to the defensive boards and get that ball out. That's where you can get some of those extra runs.
Right, but sometimes teams will put up, like, unorthodox shots, and it comes off the rim wrong. So, you know, you might be in position, but the ball bounces a goofy way, and, you know, you just have to be real sound fundamentally. And I didn't realize that Ryan's got 18 points. I don't know if that's a quiet 18, but, I mean, that's a dominant first-half performance.
Yeah, just took care of getting the business done early for the Knights. He's back out there along with Jack Bating. Also, Dylan Schoen, Griffin Glenn, and Teddy Perkins on the floor for the Knights. It'll be the same five for Shenandoah. Sells, O'Rourke, Burdorf, Buttry, and Twyman. I don't know if they're checking something on the rim down there.
Oh, the ref gave a thumbs up, so we're good to go.
We'll find out if it works or not here shortly. Jack Bating's going to test it right away, and it looks like it'll be just fine. Wasted no time going right to the front end of it and gets an easy two.
Yeah, it just kind of parted ways and went right down the middle for a wide open layup.
Sells draws the double team out on the block, throws this one up. There's Schoen for the steal, outlet to Bating. Bating has to find this one by the wall, throws it back into Claire. Claire wants to attack from where he's at, does a nice cut over, drop step, too hard with the right hand though, and out comes O'Rourke. Out on the right side is Sells, gets into the lane, kicks it to the deep corner. O'Rourke gets there and loses control of it. Perkins is going to come out with it. He's going to challenge. Oh, what a job. He set that up perfect. He was going against the 6'8 guy. He's like, I'm going to come in wide, throw it up high off the edge, and a nice little touch by Perkins for his first basket of the second half.
Yeah, kind of took off from a long way out. And yeah, he got right to the rack. Good hands.
Ben strips that one, now throws it in. It's going to hit the scorer's table, but it will be Mustang basketball. So there's that defensive intensity we were talking about. Come right out in the second half with the original starting five, and they were ready to go.
Yep.
Buttry wants to go baseline. Gets cut off. Out to Burdorf. Burdorf down the lane versus Claire. Got past him, but Jack Bating was there to clear the rim. Jack out to Glenn. Glenn wants to go baseline. Across to Perkins. Sets his feet. Three-pointers. Good. What an unselfish play. Move the ball around, find the open guy. The defense is out of position, and they make him pay. 43-25, Knights on top. Burdorf trying to work against Perkins. Out to Buttry. Here's a three-pointer from him. That's going to sail long. Schoen tips the rebound to himself. Kick out to Perkins. Thought about the three. Now drives. Gives it back to Schoen at that 10-foot mark. Schoen over to Claire. Claire wants to go baseline. Out. Three-pointer. Schoen's off the mark. No good. Glenn tips out the rebound to Schoen. Schoen in the lane for the runner's good. Just do it so many different ways with so many different guys, and the Mustangs have seen enough. They're down by 20 with 5:34 to play in the third, and they want to talk it over on the sideline. But that's that intensity that maybe they were just out of whack a little bit in the first part. Maybe not as much excitement for this game, whatever it was. They found it at halftime, and they're back with it.
Yeah, when you're used to being so dominant and you struggle a little bit, you know, these kids, they're so competitive that I guarantee they were talking in the locker room, let's quit messing around, let's get out here and go on a run.
And so far that's what they are doing here tonight, and Shenandoah has called a timeout, but offensively, defensively, just maybe a little bit different effort from this Kemper squad. Get through this one and look towards that next one for the conference championship with St. Albert down at the Casey Center. Be a fun one. If folks are free on the 10th, they should probably make that trip down there.
Absolutely, especially the local Kemper alumni that live down in Des Moines. That's a chance to come out and check them out. They're going to be right in your back door. And the boys and girls are going to be two good games down there.
So I used to calling it the Casey Center.
It's Wells Fargo.
I mean, I still go back to when they used to play games in a place called Veterans Auditorium down there. So
that was special.
Here come the Mustangs. They inbounds drive. Buttry goes baseline, has to leave it off for Sells. Sells challenged by Claire. Claire gets the rebound. Quickly out the other way they go, and Jack Bating soars through the air for an easy two. Here's Shenandoah moving around. Sells down to Burdorf. Burdorf goes up. He got past the defense and is going to get himself an easy 2 points.
You can't let him get that deep.
Here's Glenn up and under. Tough. He was under the basket, looped it back through, and just a nice touch for Griffin Glenn. So far, everybody's gotten in the score in the second half except Ryan Clare. See if he gets a touch here shortly.
Great D by Teddy.
Here's Burdorf trying to work in against Claire. Goes with that big hook shot. The 6'8 gets it to go. He's trying to work himself further in. We saw him out there a long ways. Here's Glenn going for the basket. Draws contact and gets lit.
That's what's tough about Kemper. Even when Shenandoah scores, they get the ball out so quick, and they got guys running the floor. Got another easy look by Griff and the foul.
That's the third one on Twyman, too. .426 to play here in the third period. 51-29. Kemper on top. Glenn at the free throw line. And he gets that one to go. Knight's going to go with some full court press off the make. They lob it across. Perkins didn't want to give up his contain. Did a good job there. Here's a three-pointer from the deep corner. Claire
got hammered. Ryan came flying out and he hammered him after the shot. No call.
Here's a steal. Well, nope. Jack Bating's going to grab the loose ball. Shot's going to come up just short. Now they're going to outlet to Buttry, who's going to lay it in at the other end. That's the second time he snuck out and got an easy basket at the other end tonight. Here's Jack Bating. Long pass, gets in the lane, gives it to Claire. Claire's going to go up strong and count the basket. And he's going to the free throw line.
Shenandoah's coach is heated and probably rightfully so.
Yeah, kind of surprising the way Claire went through that one. But there wasn't a whistle as they piled up down here.
Yeah, he landed on him. Poor guy. Ryan's a big fella.
Claire's free throw is up and good. So now everybody's in the scoring action that started the half. 3:39 to play. Here's a drive on Perkins. Burdorf going to spin around and misses the shot, but the rebound grabbed by O'Rourke. Still couldn't get it to go. He gets a second chance, and that one's going to come off. Yeah. Now a loose ball, and that'll stay with Shenandoah. There's those multiple chance opportunities. This will be the fourth opportunity this possession for the Mustangs.
Yeah, Tanner and Teddy are battling hard in there, but the ball just bouncing the other way.
Here are the Mustangs, move it out to Burdorf. Burdorf drives down the lane, left is short. Got all the way to the hoop. I think he was expecting contact. None was there. Here's Claire, though. He'll move the ball down, steps out on the right side, gives it to Schoen. Schoen, stop and go, a little contact. Floater is good. He does a nice job drifting away.
Yeah, that's a tough shot, about an 8-foot jumper fading away a little bit.
57-31, Knights on top as they are rolling here in the third. O'Rourke out to Buttry. He wants the three. Misses it. Rebound cleared by Tanner Bating, who's checked back in. Here's Schoen driving, and he's going to be whistled trying to get across the lane. That's going to be Sell's second.
Jack Bating back in the game for Teddy.
Jackal inbounds from the baseline. They set cross screens. Throw it in to Claire down low. And he's going to travel there. He kind of shuffled his feet.
Ryan and the big fella having a conversation.
...57-31, 2:26 to play in the third. Knights on top. Wolf drives, hands it off to Buttry to avoid the travel, and now the ball comes out with Jack Bating. Jack turns on the boosters, spin move, and loses it. Now here comes Wolf again on the other side, gets down to the baseline, ran out of court, kicks it back, three-pointer's no good. Battle for the rebounds, grabbed by Schoen. I think they're going to get Buttry for going over the back with the reach. And they do. It'll be his first. Four fouls on Shenandoah, none called on the Knights so far in the second half. Knights lead 57-31.
That foul disparity will get the coach going too. And
Bating uses the Claire screen. Now Claire gets it back, kicks it. Three-pointer on the way, going to be just short. Had a nice look to Tanner Bating, but it did not want to fall. Quickly back the other way, Burdorf into Buttry. Buttry goes up, waits for the defense to clear. That was a good shot fake. Got all the shot blockers in the air and then went up to get the easy two.
He's not a very big kid, but they're looking for that mismatch down low with him posted up.
Here's Glenn out on the wing, uses the screen. Free throw line floater, no good, and sneaking in for the rebounds, Wolf. Wolf down to Burdorf. Burdorf drives, gets to the lane for two. Nobody stopped the ball on that one, and Burdorf's got six, and now Coach Minahan wants a timeout. Up 57-35. 1:04 to play in the third. We are back in 30 seconds with KCIM.
Hi, this is Shelly Deal, physician assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
Friday night hoop action here on 1380 KCIM. Tom Honkamp joined by Tyler Tryon here for the boys game. We were down begging people and found somebody willing to help us out, and we appreciate it. And so far, so good for the Knights here in the second half as they've jumped out to a 57-35. And this is the team that we know the Knights could be, and that's what they're doing, kind of inserting their will here against Shenandoah.
Yeah, they came out and do what they usually do, start the second half, and it can be frustrating coaching against stuff like this. We've all been on both sides of coaching against teams like this, and Shenandoah's coach is getting a little heated. I was just talking to a guy that said he's going to get teed up, but, you know, he's had some calls go against them, and they've been called for four fouls this quarter, and Kiffin's been called for zero. But that's just the way it is sometimes.
Glenn walks the ball across the timeline to Claire. Claire looks, backs it out to Schoen. Schoen uses the Claire screen, wants to drive, now kicks it out to Glenn. Glenn out on the left wing. He's going to put his foot in the ground, lost it going across, and now we've got a battle. Everybody hits the deck. Guess who's down there? Tanner Bating. Give him the Mr. Hustle Award here tonight.
Yeah, he's not afraid to get dirty down there, but looked like Griff kind of tried to steal the ball with his foot. He was doing some soccer stuff down there or something.
So the Knights are going to go back to their pressure here. Try to slow this Shenandoah squad down a bit. And there it is, a turnover. Tanner ends up with it, pitches it out to Jack for an easy layup. Mustangs come back fast after the made basket, not to allow the pressure to set up. Burdorf now deep in the corner. We've seen him work down inside a lot more this half than the first half. He works against Schoen. Burdorf wants to try to back in Schoen. Gets into the lane, now off to Buttrey. Buttrey spins around, and that's going to be off the mark. Rebound comes out to Sells. Three-pointer is going to be off the front of the rim. There's Tanner with a rebound, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Knights lead 59-35 after three. You're listening to 1380 KCIM. Fourth quarter coming up next.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Fourth quarter action here from the Gatorade broadcast booth high above the Kemper Catholic Gymnasium. Glenn catches deep in the corner as the Knights start with the basketball. Over to the right side, Tanner Bating gives it off to Schoen. Now it throws it back out. Jack's going to run down this loose ball. Here's Schoen standing top of the key over to Tanner. Three-pointer from the corner is going to be just short. He's had some good looks, just can't get the shot to fall tonight.
Yeah, good inside out for a wide open three and a turnover.
Here's Perkins taking away the ball on an overpass. Stands out on the right side. Schoen catches it. Now across court to Tanner again. Tanner wants to drive. This time his floater is good. He's worked hard to get that his first 2 points of the night for Tanner Bating.
Yeah, he's missed a couple threes and they're still running out on him, so he put it on the floor and got a floater to go.
61-35, Knights lead. Shenandoah trying to get down the side with Graham. We're going to have a whistle on the reach-in.
Tanner's physical, but he doesn't think he ever fouls. Never foul.
Nobody ever fouls. The officials just blow the whistle on you.
Yeah.
That's going to be Tanner's third. Free throw is off the mark. No good for Graham. Second free throw on the way, and that won't go either. Rebound pulled in by Tanner.
Nice.
Quickly the other way, Jack. One thing Jack does is understand the geometry of using the glass.
Yeah, and they usually run a fast break off and made free throw for an open three. The guy was overplaying. Jack went back door, got a tough layup.
Here's a drive by O'Rourke. Nothing to go. They'll work it around the perimeter. Here's O'Rourke with a quick jumper. This time he'll hit the 12-footer. 6:22 to play in the ballgame, 63-37. Bating wants the three. Jack couldn't get that one to fall. Sells wants to push into the heart of the defense. Jack went for the block, got mostly hand.
Sells a pretty good ball player. He can knock down three, and he can get into the paint, create some stuff.
Leading scorer for the team, averaging 14 points per game. He's at the free throw line now. Left that one short. Burdorf's going to come back in after a quick breather. Second free throw's no good either. That was Tanner Bating with the rebound. Jack's got the ball. Drives to the elbow, feeds down to Glenn. Glenn goes up strong and gets two.
He's listed at 6'2", Griffiths, but he plays so much bigger than that.
Here's a steal by Schoen, just jumping the entrance pass. Made it look easy. Now out to Jack Bating, over to Glenn. Glenn drives out to Perkins. Three-pointer for Perkins, in and out, and a rebound by Glenn. Glenn's going to drive in. A little hook shot won't go. Now an offensive board by Tanner Bating.
Another rebound for Tanner.
There's just ball ripped in by O'Rourke, almost taken away by Schoen. O'Rourke stands out. Top of the key. Kicks to the corner. Three-pointer's on the way, and that is good. Out of the hands of Riker Wolf, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 65-40. Knights on top with 5 minutes to play in the contest. Back after this on KCIM.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Shenandoah takes the timeout to try to regroup. The 25-point lead for the Kemper Knights. Jack Bating sets it up. Claire gets it. Now to Bating. Over to Tryon. Now back top of the key. Work it with Bauer, who gets down a little right-handed underhook. One-handed granny shot for Bowers, good.
Up and under scoop shot.
Sells works against Jack Bating. Gets into the lane, shot's no good. Now I think they're going to get Tanner Bating for his fourth here, and they do.
Yeah, foul out.
Four fouls, five rebounds, and 2 points so far for Tanner Bating. O'Rourke at the line. Gets the first one as it bounces off the front of the rim and sneaks up and in. Second free throw's on the way, and that one's good also. Jack sets up the offense, 4:27 to play in the contest. Bauer drives, kicks to Claire. Claire gets into the lane, leaves this one off for Jack. Jack, nobody wants to guard him. He'll take a three, and he'll make a three.
Yeah, he hasn't shot great this year, but he's still, you don't get him wide open, a wide open three.
Sells works against Jack out top. Now over to Burdorf. Burdorf working out past the three-point line, drives in. I think this is going to be Tanner. Tanner's game.
I don't think he touched him there, but they got him. Yep.
So Tanner Vading is going to foul out. That's going to get Nash Leonard up off the bench. The 6'6 sophomore checks in. 3:55 to play in this ball game. 70-42, Knights lead. Burdorf sent the free throw line. Misses the first one. Shenandoah team looks like their legs are shot on these free throws. They get up there and they're just not getting them to the rim. He alters that one, able to get it in. Claire inbounds us to Jack. Jack to Claire. Screen over to Schoen. Here's Bauer. Three-pointer, top of the key is good.
Quick release from Griff.
Came off the roll. They called his number, and he drains it. 73-43 Knights.
He did not hesitate on that.
Sells loses it into the hands of O'Rourke, though. O'Rourke works against Claire. He almost lost it. Now they'll work it back to O'Rourke. Right side, Burdorf. Feed down low, and they're going to get Bauer on the push. The offensive guy went up, and Bauer kind of took the spot underneath him. Now the Knights have five fouls. Shenandoah has zero.
Oh, see, it evens out. Look at the scorebook, and it'll look at like 10-9 in the second half.
Free throw's good from Twyman. Taylen Alford's coming in. And also Evan Pick checking into the ballgame. Free throw good by Twyman. Pick will set up the offense from the right side. Over to Tryon. Tryon, he'll take a three. Off the mark. Leonard was there for the rebound. Couldn't quite tip it to himself. And now Shenandoah inbounds with 3:10 to play here in the fourth period. And the Knights able to get some extra guys a few minutes here in this one. Burdorf. Top of the key to Sells. Sells back to Twyman. Twyman out on that right wing. Bounce pass to the deep corner. Now a kick out. Sells wants the three, and that one's off the mark, but O'Rourke's there for the rebound. Loose yep. ball comes out in the hands of Bauer. Bauer turns it over. Layup at the other side. Easy two for Wolf. 2:22 to play in the contest. 73-47, Knights on top. Leonard catches inside.
That was pretty easy.
Nice footwork. Left the shot just a little short. Need a little more oomph on that one. Here's Burdorf inside against Leonard at the other side. That one's going to roll all the way around the rim and go in. Pick sets up the offense again. To Bauer. How about another three for Bauer? That's off the mark. There's Leonard for the rebound. Putback's too hard this time. Just can't get the rhythm down there. And a block on the other end by Bauer.
Hammered him.
Shot on the other side. No good. Tipped down by the Knights. So it will be Mustangs ball. A minute 37 to play. 73-49 Knights on top.
Tell you what, Griffin is playing. He's playing hard, making the most of his senior night out here.
Right side, Burdorf works against Leonard. They lob it in. It gets touch pass right back out to Burdorf. Now he wants to back in against Leonard. Kicks it to the right wing. Wolf passes. Now Burdorf on the block. Left that one short. O'Rourke gets the rebound. Tried to go up against Leonard. Throws it into Burdorf. Here's Sells. Top of the key for a three. That's off the mark. Battle for the board. Still loose. Burdorf's going to get another rebound. And here's a three-pointer from O'Rourke on the right side. Now we've got a substitution timeout by Shenandoah here as they want to get a few guys in here for the last minute of play. 73-52. Kuemper Knights on top. senior night here for the Knights. Easton Gifford sets up the offense now out on the right wing. They'll bounce it around. Here's a three-pointer from Bauer. That one's going to be short. It was online, just couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, the well might be dry for old Griff.
You got the chance, you might as well take it.
Heck yeah.
The whole song about that. Here's a drive by the Mustangs, and that one's high off the window and good for Blaine. 30 seconds remain as the Knights come across the timeline with Canny with the basketball. Leonard's got it well out away from the basket.
Oh.
Here's the one poked away from Easton Gifford, out of play by Shenandoah. 15 seconds left in the contest. Bauer out on the right wing. Little crossover dribble. He's going to drive. Tried to go across court. Throws it out to Tryon. This one's going to be stolen away by Shenandoah with 2 seconds remaining. Here's your half court. Heaves. No good. And the Knights are victorious. 73-54 in a game that started off a little closer. It was a 11-point lead at halftime, and the Knights able to just kind of walk away with it there in the second half. And Tyler, I appreciate you taking the time and joining us up here this evening.
It's actually a pretty good seat up here.
It's not too bad.
Oh, I mean, I don't have the cable and stuff in my way, but yeah, it was good. Appreciate it.
You don't have to do all the paperwork either.
Yeah,
so.
I don't have to do anything.
Well, I do appreciate your assistance. It's a nice ball game. It was a pleasure having you. I got some insights on some of these guys that you only see from the parenting side of it, you know.
Yeah.
So the Knights get the win, 73-54. We're going to step away, come back with the postgame show on 1380 KCIM.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hose while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're in just a need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together. Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Welcome back here to the post-game show brought to you by Mackey Motors. Mackey Motors of Lake City is the recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. I'm Tom Hawkapp, joined now by Griffin Bauer. Griffin, senior night here. You guys come out a little different starting lineup, and maybe not as super pumped as you've been against some of these other teams, and you got things going early, maybe not as fast as you wanted, though.
Yeah, you know, the playoffs coming up and two big wins on the road. We always kind of focus on this one as a trap game. I mean, they're a good team, definitely better than they've been in the past, and just, I know it's senior night, so it's kind of hard to focus, but dialing in at halftime and coming out with the hot start, I think that was key for us.
Let's talk about the senior group. You've got guys, the start, you got guys that have come off the bench. You've got guys that have been a main part of practice to make the other guys grow. What makes this senior group? I know there's been a lot of time. You've played a long time together. What's the big part about making this senior group what it is and the leaders that it has been for this Kemper Knights squad?
Yeah, you know, we've been playing basketball since second grade and go down to the rec every single day. And I, you know, I just want to give a special shout out to Jack and Brock. You know, everybody's a great leader, but those two, you know, you can see it on and off the court. Those two are always in the weight room. They're never letting you take shortcuts. And I also want to give a special shout out to Landon Potterbaum, because that's my guy and he wasn't here tonight. And yeah, he's a good dude. So I just want to give a special shout out to him too.
Yeah, a lot of illness running through, and unfortunately that bug got him. Talk about tonight's game a little bit. You came out. There in the second half, you kind of found your rhythm, hit a couple shots, and kept letting them fly, just couldn't get a few more to fall.
Yeah, I would just credit that all to my teammates because, you know, they're always telling me, keep the shots going no matter what. And, you know, especially Gavin Kennedy, the guy's always, you know, we grew up, we're neighbors, so he's always telling me, got to do it for the neighborhood. So, I don't know, just having that, the team having my back and, I don't know, just it's good even when the shots aren't even hitting the rim. It's still fun to be out there with a good group of guys.
Well, you guys get the big win here tonight. You've got some big games coming up. How do you guys focus, get ready? Pretty well, conference title first, then worry about the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, last year obviously kind of ranked the same, but I think this group, what separates us from last year is just the focus and the unity as a team. You know, in my 4 years, too, I've never seen a halftime like that where the group of guys came together, really focused in, and came out firing in the second half. And I think, not to be cocky, but if we can focus one team at a time and play together as a team and, you know, just keep God first, I think we have high expectations and high hopes for the end of the year.
All right, Griffin, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win. Go celebrate with your team, and hopefully we catch you down the road.
Thank you, sir.
That is Griffin Bauer here in the post-game show as he hands the headset off to Coach Minahan. Coach, the start of the game, kind of what you expect when you shake things up. You got guys that are used to starting, coming off to the bench, but there in the second half, everybody knew what they were doing, and you just got business taken care of tonight.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was a little bit of a sloppy game, which it does happen from time to time. You know, I'd like to see us have a little bit better energy even throughout the game, the way we finished it. I think we got it up to 30 at one point, but then there after that we just, I don't know, didn't score a lot after that. I just saw that our efficiency and our movement without the basketball was not very clean tonight. So a lot of things to clean up, but, you know, tonight was about celebrating our seniors, giving our seniors an opportunity to go out there and play. They really, you know, they've done a lot for our program over the years, so it's nice to reward them, whether especially if they're guys who don't get, you know, as many minutes as always.
You know, you've got this lineup, and it kind of shows the way your starters play, because those are the guys that they're going up against in practice. And you look at the effort that a Tanner Bating, a Griffin Bauer put in every time they're out on the court and they get that shot. And then you realize that's what they have to go up against in practice. That's some pretty stout defense and some guys that don't mind playing a little physical basketball for
yeah,
you.
It can get pretty chippy in practice, and they do a good job. They just, you know, they got to show up every single day and really, you know, contribute. It's not easy when, you know, everybody wants to be the guy, but, you know, everybody understands they have a role. You know, Tanner's kind of really stepped up and been a solid sixth man for us this year. You know, he didn't knock down three tonight, but usually he's good for 1-3 a game. He rebounds really hard. You know, he's not afraid to mix it up a little bit on defense. He fouled out tonight, but, you know, he's just going out there and competing hard. Jordan's really under the weather. He's one of those things. The flu bug's kind of kicked our butt this week. Our whole school has. It's been beating us up, so we haven't got much for good practices in this week. But hopefully we can get that behind us because we got a big week next week. You know, big opportunity on Tuesday. We need to take care of business.
Tuesday night, you bring it up. You got St. Albert at the Casey Center, conference championship style game down there. What do you guys do to come out in a big arena, get ready, and get your excitement going? What kind of different stuff is it where everybody heads to Des Moines to play a game like that for you?
You know, we just need to be better offensively from a movement standpoint and an energy standpoint defensively, making sure we're locked into our assignments better than we were tonight. But I wanted last year, I wanted to get us an end-of-season game at the Casey Center. You know, we were looking for a non-conference opponent. It didn't work out that way for that to happen. That kind of fell through for us. So we were able to find the St. Albert game, which is exciting because the girls got an opportunity to play for the conference championship. If we win, that'll give us an opportunity to be outright because they only have one conference loss on the year to Lewis Central. Right now we're sitting undefeated, but we still have St. Albert's left and we have Creston left, so we got two games next week that we do have to take care of business and make sure we're locked into the things that need to get done.
This team likes to share the ball. They move the ball rather quickly. What's made them so special this year about how they just handle their business on the court for you?
You know, they all understand they're really talented basketball players who have put in a lot of time to be successful. And they do a good job of, you know, we try to stress of, you know, feed the hot hand. You want to find that, but we got all that our guys can dribble and, you know, they can put it on the ground and go to the hole, but it's just so much easier if you get the ball moving. And we really try to stress and practice learning how to score with limiting our dribbles as a team. You know, I still think we over dribble it too much in games. Tonight was one of those times where we'd over dribble a little bit. So we just keep trying to stress, you know, setting screens away from basketball, making sure you're forced the defender guard you. Get good hard cuts. If you don't, you know, keep the thing moving.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck here on this stretch going down the wire here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is the head coach, Sean Minahan, after his team picks up a 73-54 victory here this evening. So congratulations to the Kemper Knights as they improve to 17-3 here this evening. It's now time for the Culver's Player of the Game. We'll have this posted all over the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later tonight. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. For the Kemper Knights tonight, lots of good guys that can go into this drawing. Griffin Glenn came off the bench tonight, had the 16 points. Strong showing again for him. You got Jack Bating putting in 14 points. Ryan and Claire, 21 points, really just controlled the first half of action for the Kemper Knights here this evening. So lots of guys in there, and I think tonight's player of the game will go to Ryan Clare, as unofficially I had him for 6 rebounds, 2 steals, a block shot, and 21 points. So congratulations, Ryan Clare is the player of the game, courtesy of Culver's. I'm Tom Hawkamp for Tyler Tryon, who helped us out for that boys game. We appreciate it. Everybody, have a great night. Kemper victorious in both of them. They win the girls game 44-36 and roll in the boys game 73-54. Everybody, have a wonderful evening.